Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, May 9, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A recent rash of kidnappings and murders of humanitarian workers in Iraq hasn't stopped aid efforts for International Aid's Miles Fish. While things got tense and dangerous in Fallujah, their teams continued working because they weren't close enough to be exposed to the uprising.
We do not have any North Americans on site there. And the most recent reports that we have is that our representatives have not been affected by the recent violence. So we're continuing to hope and pray that that remains the case, and we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Fish explains their work is laying a foundation for ministry.
We have 4 health clinics that we set up. And it was our choice early on in this situation to set those clinics up actually on the premises of 4 different Christian churches. Our hope is that by our sending our support and our supplies through those churches, that those churches will be able to use our support to reach their own communities for Christ.
And Adoption Associates International has a fairly new China Special Needs Program. They're one of only a few selected agencies approved by the Chinese government to place these children and families. Through this program, Scott and his wife Lori were able to bring 20-month-old Mei Li home in February.
With the special needs program, we were able to bring a child into our home that probably would not have been adopted otherwise, and probably didn't. We really believe Mei Li would have died had she not been adopted.
Their family's faith has been stretched through the process. Lori also says many people have heard their story and says God's grace is being spread through other people. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to financially support our broadcast into Russian and Romanian, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.